When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Very special edition. Birds at the Half at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Benefits the Travis Mannion Foundation. Portion of the proceeds of all crab fries today donated to the Travis Mannion Foundation. We have some good audio from the Kelseys talking about WIP in a moment.
It's about
time. Instagram captions from that song.
The Kelseys had a conversation, I mean Travis and Jason, about WIP. But first, we need to, I think, dial in on a couple of different Elliot things just to get a feel of where we are.
Yes. Elliot first, Jason Kelce next.
Yeah. Well,
on
first,
this show, of course. Yeah.
First, Jack, I'm curious where you are on this. Mm. So we had the Elliot training camp stats with Jalen.
And it was looking bad for a while.
Yeah. And then he was about to take a victory lap.
Yes.
And he threw an interception. And then he hasn't been quite as good for the last couple of games.
Sure. Yeah.
So, Elliot, two questions. One, do you think Jalen Hurts has been a better passer this year than previous years? And if the answer is no, does that invalidate your training camp stats?
No, so I think Jalen has been exactly who I saw in training camp. If you remember when we talked about training camp, I didn't say he was, you know, throwing it all over the field, 50 yards here, 60 yards here. I said he was completing a high percentage of his passes.
This guy's unbelievable.
Yeah, I know.
He's pretty good.
Hold on. Yeah. He set the record, right, for consecutive pass without an interception.
Your own thing.
This year, Jalen Hurts.
He broke his own record. And we don't have any record from previous.
That was disgusting when he finally said that he's breaking his own record.
Well, unless you guys have 10 years of training camp stats, I'll be curious.
No, but you hit it for the entire training camp that he's going against himself.
Because he also had the record.
But why couldn't you said that?
Well, how many quarterbacks in franchise history have been better at taking care of the ball than him? Not many. So, like, it is a franchise. It's not surprising he would have it. But that aside, he then set his career record for consecutive throws without an interception in the regular season. So in the training camp, he did it. And then in the regular season, he did it. So, yes, of course it's validated.
How quickly from when you tweeted the Wilt photo in the Cowboys game did he throw the interception?
Literally, I'm not even kidding. Seconds. Like, the funniest thing is I turned to someone, I was like, I'm going to tweet this. And they're like, oh, it's funny. And I did it. I looked down on the field, and there's the interception. So you can blame me for that one.
Ike, what do you think about Elliott's bob and weave there? He's obviously a master bobber and weaver.
He's impressive, I tell you.
Yeah,
well, it's good to have the truth on my side.
What do you think about the validity of the training camp stats now after seeing Jalen during the regular season?
Well, I love Elliott. I've never bought into those stupid training camp stats.
Well, they are indicative of what happens.
So I love him to death. It doesn't really reflect in the play during the regular season so far. He's not throwing the ball as well as he did in 2022 from this standpoint. He's not throwing the ball as frequently, and they're not hitting on – well, I guess if he threw the ball more, he would have more yards per game.
Sure, yeah.
That's not
his
fault.
But, well
no,
it is.
No,
okay, all right.
So he's here's the weird thing. He's throwing at a higher clip per attempt. He's 8.4 this year. He was only 8 that year. So it's not as if he's throwing for like 7 yards per attempt. They're just not throwing it as much. He's only throwing it for 219 yards a game now, versus 246 in 2022.
I actually think that invalidates the training camp stats more, because what you were seeing in training camp was a lot of short passes and dinking and dunking, which we haven't seen really at all.
I would agree with that, but I would say this to counter. Number one, he has the highest quarterback rating of his career currently, a higher quarterback rating than he did in 2022.
Yep.
He also, for only the second time in his career,
we use QBR,
has an interception rate below 2%. So you're right that the passes have ended up looking different, I think, than they expected. But, like, my training camp stats aside for a second, don't you think that there's an argument that there's more reason to believe in Jalen now than there was in 2022? Because in 2022, he wasn't doing the pre-snap stuff. He wasn't handling the blitz. Like, he was awesome. But it was more everyone around him was awesome, and he helped for sure. But, like, the offensive line was great. Kelce was calling the protection, all those things. This year, I think the fact that we have seen him become a quarterback that can handle pre-snap ability has me believing in him more than I did in 2020. Why?
No, because in 2022, he was a young player still. And it was like, wow, we have this.
Right, but we didn't know if he could do it.
We had this idea that maybe he really is this special quarterback. And I don't think you're going to leave this season outside of winning the Super Bowl thinking we have a special quarterback.
So I don't think that's off the table yet, for what it's worth. But
I don't either.
But in just in terms of what a complete quarterback is, last year at the end of 2023, we didn't even know if he could pick up a blitz. Now,
well, he couldn't.
Right, exactly.
Well,
I guess
last year he couldn't.
Yes. You know what's and this year we don't even talk about it.
He's
so good again.
And it's not really – I'm not –
Well, we did talk about it 1 week.
1 week.
Yeah.
And it's not really to argue about this. It's more just – I think it's interesting. So the blitz thing, I guess he's fixed it. But he also is taking arguably the most sacks in football. I think he's 30.
Yeah, he's 28 sacks already.
Yeah. So I think his
– 30th of per – so – so per dropback, he's, I think, 30th of 34 qualified quarterbacks in terms of most sacks per dropback.
Yeah, so I think you could almost argue he's been better.
Thank you, Gilio.
Pre-snap than post-snap. But, like, I agree with that point, Jack. I think his pocket presence this year has not been great. I think there are times where he has a clean pocket and he creates, like, a messy pocket or he goes off to the side. But that's different from the blitz. So I think your point is fair, but I think that's a different issue than the
I guess I was more impressed with this 2022. I haven't really been that impressed this year.
Well, here's the other thing.
It was visually more impressive.
The RPO offense was still a thing back then. That's not a thing now. That opened up a lot of stuff for him, which was good. I just look at it like the ability is there. I think we just view it as we understand it's a running offense, so that's obviously or it must be a knock against Jalen that we have a running offense. When in reality, in 2022, we had the number one rushing offense.
Yeah, I
and
think
he was a bigger part of it.
I think Jack's point, I think the reason we look at it differently is because he was younger then.
Right.
Fair or unfair.
Sure.
Yeah, I think the reason that we were projecting, and it was really interesting when Jack read his draft write-up from the NFL, almost everything sounds exactly the same. Now he's the same person, but the limitations seem similar.
But I just think there's something to the fact that, you're right, when 2022, Jack, like, there was probably a sense that he could become, like, a top three without question guy. But I think now that he's gone through 2023, he's struggled. His flaws have been very much exposed by the league, and he has rebounded to an extent to become a quarterback that is 8-2, that, you know, I think is more impressive in a way than 2022.
And here's the other thing we don't give him enough credit for. He rarely causes you to lose games.
That's very true.
Like, his play doesn't necessarily lead. Now, he may not lead you every game, put the team on his back, and go out and make all these spectacular plays. I get all of that. But his play doesn't hold the team back from winning football games. Even the two losses that they have this year, I can't necessarily blame them on Jalen Hurts.
Atlanta a little bit more than Tampa.
Well,
the final
drive against Atlanta, he made the unnecessary throw when you could have gone for the field goal. But if Saquon catches the ball, which was a perfect pass, you don't even have the final drive.
Yeah,
and Tampa's on everyone. Tampa's on him and the defense.
He didn't have AJ or Devontae.
I'm really not just like trying to excuse me everything, but it is probably noteworthy that the three worst losses of Jalen's career have all been against Todd Bowles. Like,
four at MetLife.
Well, because Spike, and I think it's a fair concern. Like, if they're down 10-0 against Detroit, can he bring them back? They're just not often down like 14-0 or 17-0 because one of Jalen's good qualities is he really doesn't let things snowball on him. Like, outside of Todd Bowles, who clearly just has his number.
Well, they're not down because the defense saves his ass.
Well, no, but I'm saying, like, if
he turned it over twice in the red zone against Green Bay, and the defense saved his ass.
You're right, but they also won a shootout that game.
Well,
yeah, the defense weren't as good.
Yeah, so you're right about that. You're right, but like you could also flip that and say he had two interceptions early, two interceptions early, and he still led them the 37 points or whatever it was.
He'd led them. The Twitter question.
The defense didn't score him. I don't know.
We all watched that game, Elliot. You don't need to justify that game.
His stats were.
I saw the game.
So did I.
He could have turned the ball over five times.
You're right.
In that game.
You're right. But he still led them to the points. He just cost them points as well.
Okay. The Twitter question is sponsored by Mark's Jewelers.
It's true.
Mark's Jewelers has twice the twinkle this holiday. Win a brand new Harley Davidson or Ike's custom championship ring.
Yeah.
At Mark's-Jewelers.com.
I got to see
What championship?
Oh,
fantasy champion. Oh.
Smack him, Hugh.
Yeah. Are the Eagles in the same tier as the Lions, Bills, and Chiefs? 65% say yes. So we'll get to the other Elliott grading thing in a second, but
it's about time.
I think we do need to play this audio. So this is from the podcast from
New Heights. Yes,
I always want to call it High Hopes. New Heights. That is your podcast.
Listen, if you can plug High Hopes, and we get a $100 million contract like they got.
I always plug High Hopes.
Clap your hands. New episode just dropped.
So, all right, not that one.
He never mentions clap your hands.
Yeah. All right.
I know.
Here is. Because I'm insulted by it. Here is the New Heights podcast, Travis and Jason Kelce talking about WIP.
Is Nick Sirianni not getting enough love from Philly?
You know what? I was listening to WIP this morning. I think the Eagles fan
is WIP.
WIP is the local, like, big sports talk show station in Philadelphia.
So they're the ones that have been on them.
Well, they control a lot of the narrative. But I will say, they usually are. I think WIP is pretty much... For the most part, I don't want to say for the most part, WIP is oftentimes just a reflection of what the fan base truly thinks about the team.
Yeah, that's how you keep the fans involved.
Sometimes they
are
wrong.
That's how you keep them listening.
Sometimes they are wrong.
See, that's what I mean. I told you, Sirianni is done.
They're also, it tends to be the loudest fans, which, you know, hey, listen, I go on WIP. I like listening to WIP for these exact reasons. I like hearing those perspectives.
So... Jason was walking a very, very thin line on a very, very high fence, making sure that he didn't talk bad about the fans.
Sure.
He didn't talk bad about WIP. It was actually an excellent example. Politicians should listen to Jason. What Jason did.
Did he list his favorite morning show moments after this?
He did.
Travis? No.
He's still thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something. Yeah. Not easy.
He's still stuck. There's so many.
Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Man, Spike, Jeff, we don't care what y'all like. You're talking about my eyes told me. My eyes tell me a lot, too. And sometimes I feel like you need to get your prescription checked. You're talking about, the passing game ain't to my liking.
Mm-mm.
But we ain't judging off your like.
It's mid-pack.
It's mid-pack.
The stats tell you it's mid-pack then.
It's mid-pack.
And in 2022, you wasn't here. It was the same conversation. And Jack up there lying, talking about he was more impressed. He ain't never been impressed with Jalen Hurts. Mm-mm. Somebody lied to the people like that. You on WIP lying. This is a truth station. Don't be up here lying, Jack. Elliot, y'all right. First of all, let's get to Hurts. We ain't going to ever lose. Because of him. And let's even talk about Ty Bowles.
That's not how sports work.
If Jalen Hurts at A.J. Brown. Now, if you want to say A.J. Brown the MVP, I give you that. When A.J. Brown played versus Ty Bowles, what happened? A.J. Brown, the bully. So don't give me no defense. Don't give me none of that. I stay in the same tier as the Lions, the Chiefs. And don't give me Jared Goff, man. Y'all sit here and y'all love these quarterbacks that be looking average, middle of the pack. See, the Lions, karma gonna come for them. I'm telling y'all, I said the same thing about the Cowboys last year.
Karma? What did they do?
They up here by 50. St. Brown getting touchdowns with 3 minutes left. But I'm letting y'all know.
They still scoring.
Teams, they see that. Y'all better watch. Y'all want to embarrass teams. Y'all trying to get Dougie P fired, running up the score, laterals, and set the offensive linemen and all that. Okay, your day's going to come.
It's bad coaching.
I'm telling you that today. Your day's going to come. Keep trying it. Oh, I want to roll up with the Eagles. I don't care if we go to Detroit. I don't care. We can play at a neutral site. I don't give a damn. I'm taking Hurts over Goff. Our defense, y'all trying to poo-poo the defense. Like all this. Who the Lions got?
No one's poo-pooing
that side. I'm not
the
afraid
defense.
Of them dudes. I'm not afraid of them,
you
dude.
Tell him, Corey. Tell him.
Corey, this is a truth station. Who was poo-pooing the defense?
Who, they running game Gibbs and them? I don't need two backs. You know why I don't need Gibbs and Montgomery? Because I got a beast. I got Superman back there to carry the torch. I got bullies on the outside. But just remember, this is birds at the half, baby. F them other teams. I'm going to let you know. Michael Jordan, man, we in the kitchen cooking, dog. So y'all can hate. All I know is I don't want to see y'all on no floats. no jerseys on, none of that. When we walking down Broad Street,
yeah, 19, Jack.
Because I keep saying,
Walker can't wear the Jalen jersey
the Super Bowl.
Anymore.
He wanted to put it on yesterday.
Sure ask,
I said no.
Make sure when you ask, can Jalen Hurts take us to the Super Bowl, make sure you say back. Can you say, can Jalen Hurts get us back to the Super Bowl? Because he's been there.
It's a good
tell
point,
me
Corey.
Them other quarterbacks all love.
So
when
is
they
Brock
gonna
Purdy.
Get there, because my guy touched the grass. My guy smelled the scent. So is he gonna get us back?
Are you,
you
done?
C.
Are you done?
I'm done. Go ahead and talk. Go.
I don't even know how what to respond to. I mean, which thing do you want me to respond to?
He unloaded. He unloaded a lot there.
On the web, I unloaded the clip. Pow, you, pow, pow.
Yeah. This is what happens when you don't let him lead the
you
show.
Told me,
off.
You told me. You told me. You didn't want eye test, so he gave you numbers. Numbers don't count, so we're back to eye test. Then you said something we didn't even say. Nobody here said that the defense was talking
you ain't
bad
said
about.
Eye test. You said your liking. You said my liking. That ain't eye test. You said what I. You said the passing game ain't to my liking.
The passing game is mid-pack.
When is
just,
that measurement? What's that measurement? What do you like? I don't
DVO.
Know. You don't All even right. eat meat. Right. You don't even eat meat.
Yeah, you don't even eat meat.
You eat a lot of meat, Corey? You big meat guy? Got a lot of meat in your mouth?
There you go. There you go.
Well, you started it. You started. Get out of here. Guy's out of control. All right.
You made him wait an hour and 40 minutes.
Elliot.
Yeah, it's like I let him lead off.
Well, we did not take a not ton of calls today. You know, we got a lot of people, a lot of mouths to feed up here. Like Corey, would, his mouth obviously would be full of meat. Elliot.
Yes.
I want you, and then maybe we all come in and give you a dose of reality.
Okay.
I want you here at Birds at the Half. It's an important day, and we'll find out later why it's an important day.
Oh, I wonder why.
For Eagles Insider of the Year.
Yeah.
I just want you to make your case and sort of grade yourself. How have you been this year as an insider?
So I would just say, when talking about Eagles Insider of the Year, I think the point of it is, like, who keeps the fans the most informed, right? Like, who is the most informed? If you can only follow one Eagles person, who are you doing?
Uh-huh.
And I think that answer is me. I think it's me. I think
OG Wade thinks it's him.
Yeah, yeah. Well, OG Wade would be two. Yeah, he'd be the Hurts Insider of the Year. So I would say this year, what would I grade myself?
Over the newspaper reporter, over McManus?
I have great respect for McManus, right?
Yeah, but good like, GM yeah, speak.
I just
and the newspaper reporter?
Yeah, he does a great job.
Okay.
But I think I'd give myself an A-.
Okay. Mm. All right, well, we're looking for only A's. Jack, what grade would you give Elliot so far?
I just think the term insider gets thrown around so loosely.
Mm.
You know, I think he's the beat reporter we need.
That's a good point.
He's a beat writer we need.
But he's not a beat writer
but
anymore.
So like also,
he's a tweeter and a podcaster. So are you an influencer that we need?
I think sometimes you guys also really value stuff that's impossible to prove correct or not.
Yeah. Like what? Name one.
Well, I'm just saying, like, all the news is broken by national guys.
No,
well, that sounds
true.
Like you're
I'm with
you're,
you, Elliot.
You're conceding.
I'm not conceding. It's
newspaper
just the
reporter
truth.
Breaks stuff. And that's
Tim McManus broke that one story.
I think I am friends with all these people. They do great jobs. I'm just saying, like,
have some pride,
just
Elliot.
One, I just said
just
I
one think, scoop. What's the last scoop that we've gotten from old
you
ESP?
You don't think I'm trying? Like, yes, it's hard.
Well, I think you do your best work prior to the season. That's why you're always you're strong coming out of training camp.
Training camp.
Because I listen, you're like our eyes at training camp.
But again, that could be an issue. Look at those eyes.
Well, I think I've been proven right besides the offensive line.
Yeah, you did one thing off
with the line.
I was wrong.
What do
you want me to say?
Yeah.
I was wrong. I missed on that.
Ike, what grade would you give Elliot so far from an insider perspective?
Oh, I'll give him an A.
Yeah, see? There we go.
Oh, come on. Shame.
It seems like all the football guys seem to grade me highly.
He is strong, man. He's strong, man.
Yeah.
Well, of course he's strong. He's the best.
He was asking the questions that we wanted to know about.
But he started getting boxed out.
Yeah, what's going on with the PR? Why aren't they letting you ask the first question anymore?
They weren't giving me the first question. I was just. I happen to be first.
He was a bulldog.
Do you think you've done a better job this year than Howard?
Yeah, I would say so.
Wow.
I think he's done a better job than Howard.
We'll have to bring
that
up.
We have different jobs. Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
Like, Howard is good.
Well,
Howard is good on the Sixers.
Howard's too Sixers focused right now.
Yeah.
Well, he's dead right about the Sixers. That's the tough part.
But here's the thing. He wasn't dead right about the Sixers.
No
he was.
He's right.
What was he wrong about?
Yeah, what was he wrong about?
Because they've had a chance to win the title like 4 years
ago. Oh, my ass.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Have they really had a chance to win the title?
Absolutely. Hold on.
The betting favorite.
He said when they hired Brian Colangelo, they finally hired a basketball guy. and he would save the franchise. He said when they put Elton Brand in charge.
We have swings and misses.
He said when they put Elton Brand in charge, he supported that. Elton Brand traded for Tobias Harris and then gave him a five-year maximum contract.
That's a good move.
Okay. He is.
He also won't give Maury credit for Maxey.
Right.
Sure
he says
Maury
credit
for McCain.
Elton Brand drafted him.
That was Elton Brand's.
Right, but Elton Brand is under Daryl Morey.
He's
here for a week.
We all know.
Oh, here he is.
We all know if the Maxey pick hadn't worked out, then it would have been Maury's fault. If the McCain pick hadn't worked out, it would have been Maury's fault.
Would have been Maury's fault.
Well, but they both.
But he's been dead right about the most important issue, which is Joel.
He's correct.
What was he wrong about with Joel?
If you hold on to a take long enough.
He's been the best player in the league. Yeah, exactly. He's been the best player in the league for 3 years.
He said Maxey was better than Embiid.
Well, he still says that.
Yeah.
He's more valuable.
Yeah, he's definitely wrong there.
Yeah. The truth is, he was right about Embiid in this sense. 100% he was right, I was wrong. But the truth is, he is still so mad about Sam Hinkie and the process that he will be negative about all of these things because they all tie back to that. So that's fine. I respect holding on to the take and the grudge that long.
Yeah.
I respect it 100%.
And the process was obvious.
I don't know. He may be more anti-Daryl Morey than he is.
Well, yeah,
Joel
because
Embiid.
He's afraid of smart people, but it's fine.
Which is crazy because Daryl Morey is a Hall of Fame general manager.
He is.
Oh, my ass.
Hall of Fame for what?
He revolutionized the entire league.
Oh, revolutionized this.
He made the league worse.
He made
it
sucked.
Yes, the league sucks right now.
If it wasn't for the Warriors, he'd probably have like three rings.
Yeah. Oh, my ass.
I will bet anyone who wants to put money on it on this panel that he will be in the Hall of Fame.
Iguodala deserves the Hall of Fame more than Morey.
I think Iguodala also should be Hall of Fame.
Basketball Hall of Fame is a joke.
Yes, it is a joke.
And he doesn't deserve it more than Morey.
He does. He's won four titles.
And he's the Finals MVP.
And the Olympics. But
he shut down LeBron. He only averaged a triple-double against him.
Daryl Morey's built.
All right, it's Birds at the half.
He averaged 35 points a game.
It is not Sixers at the half.
Oh, my bad.
It's only Sixers, what, 1/8 of the season?
Yeah, please.
Well, the Sixers season's basically over anyway. So.
Well, who knows?
Who knows?
I think we all know.
The big takes on the afternoon show.
Real quick for everyone, just give me one answer.
Thank you.
Who has a better chance to be a Philadelphia Eagle at the start of the 2026 season, Nick Sirianni or Jalen Hurts?
Nick Sirianni.
Elliot, who has a better chance of being with the Philadelphia Eagles at the start of the 2026
season? Nick by a mile.
Ike?
Both.
There he is.
There we go.
Where's that fence? Straddling the fence.
So we have a very big 4 o'clock hour coming up.
Huge 4 o'clock hour.
You think we're going to get rid of a guy who wins the Super Bowl?
Both of them?
That's a good point. So
we got rid of Doug.
4 o'clock hour.
And Nick Foles.
Yes. That's actually an even better point.
Carson went out. He didn't even win the game.
Yeah. So coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, Baldy will join us at the beginning of the 4 o'clock hour, as he does every Wednesday at 4. Then the king himself, Howard Eskin, joins us after that. Then we will give away Lincoln Park tickets. You have to sing for them again at 4:30. Then Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings.
Can't wait.
And we'll have Howard here for that. And we have a very special thing that could happen during those power rankings that we have not shared with anyone. And then Ryan Mannion of the Travis Mannion Foundation will join us right after that. It's a very big 4 p.m. hour. This is the WIP. Thank you, Elliot, for joining us. Remember,
thank you. Always fun.
You can download the Go Birds pod, which comes out every single day in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And Elliot will be there tomorrow at Chickies and Pete's at Terminal E for a tailgate party.
7:30
in the morning.
Buy him 5 shots of whatever you want.
I shouldn't have said this on the air. Yep. Everyone's
going to pour the shots into his tiny shoes. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.